How many of you are from the country of Malaysia? Raise your hand real quick.
从马来西亚来的。
Quite a few hands.
好像蛮多的。
How many of you are from Indonesia?
有几个是从印尼来的。
That's quite a few hands.
还有几个来。
Okay. How many of you are from Singapore?
有几个从新加坡来的。
Here's a big one, probably. How many of you are from China?
有几个从中国来的。
How many of you are from the country that I have missed, which is America?
从美国来的。
And how many of you are from a country that I did not name? Your home country is the ones that I did not name. Okay, not quite. Okay, now the next quick question is how many of you have traveled to the countries other than your home countries?
有几个人到别国去旅游
Very good. Okay. As you can see, most of the people in this room have been traveling somewhere in some fashion if they are not themselves an immigrant of this country.
好像在座有很多人都已经有到外国国外去旅游过。
And I want to bring you to an interesting greeting from the 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 1 when Peter was addressing to the believers in different places.
我们要来读彼得书前书第一章第一节。
And you don't need to really open the Bible to that verse because I just read it quickly. It's a simple one verse that says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father,through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by His blood.
第一章第一节，耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信在那分散在本都加拉太加伯多加亚西亚皮亚尼吉居的，就是那记得。
In other words, Peter was addressing to God's elect, the chosen peoples, as the strangers in the world.
彼得在叫这些信徒是聚居的在世上。
Now, this group of people is not typical of what you would be encountering if you go on the street.
这些人不是你在每天可以看见的。
Because most of the Americans, as you come across them, do not have any experience.Of living as a stranger or traveling and being a part of a different country.
大多数的美国人他是住在本地，他们不是到国外去。
But you see here, the calling for the Christians is wanting to them to have a feeling and have an understanding that they are living in this world, but actually as a strangers.
但是他提醒这些信徒，他们住在这个世界上是聚居的人。
And sometimes it's difficult to understand the concept of living as strangers in this world, then it's much less easy to explain how to live a life of holiness as the strangers in the world.
他要提醒这些信徒，他们在这世界上要做过圣洁的生活。
And so I started out by a survey so people have a feel of what it is to be living as a stranger, as a one living in a different culture.
你要是说在住聚居的人，他的感觉和这个住本地人的感觉怎么样？
But I now want to bring a charge to you as a member of this church or as someone that are believers and desiring to live a life asGod is calling us through Apostle Peter as Christians to live a life like the strangers in the world.
我要从这个神的话语来挑战我们在座信徒，怎么样在这世界上做一个寄居的信徒，过一个圣洁的生活。
Because I believe that there is a special calling for us who are believers living in this country as an immigrant to share not only a life of Christians, but a life of Christians that's truly living as a stranger in this world.
我们住在美国的，在这边是像寄居的人，但是我们还是在神的角度说，我们在世界上是做个寄居的信徒。
It's not going to be easy because if you turn around and you believe and looking at our Caucasian American friends, for them to go and live in a different country, say China, they will forever stand out, not just because of their physical appearance, but sometimes just because of the fact that they are coming from America.
因为要是这些美国人他们是白人到中国去的话，不只是说他们的皮肤颜色不一样，还有他们的生活方式也不一样。
One of my best friends, an American friend, always referred to himself as the big nose, the 大鼻子.
就是他们美国人，他们鼻子比较高。
And every time he wrote me a letter, he always concluded with a picture, a sketch of himself that has a real big outstanding nose to say, I am the 大鼻子, your friend.
就是龙牧师要是接到这个美国人写信给他的时候，他画一个 那个图都是他的鼻子比较高一点。
And then in the other way around, we as immigrants coming to live in this country, for us to live out the life of a Christian is not an easy one.
就是我们的基督徒在美国这边生活的时候，我们的基督徒生活也不是很容易的。
Yet this culture indeed needs many of us who can stand firm in our belief of Christian values and moral standards that perhaps we can bring out some light onto this nation, this society.
我们基督徒在这个社会上生活的时候，我们基督徒生活的价值对这个世界上是有益的。So
in conclusion, we have a special calling to come and to be a witnesses for Christ, living out our lives, not just as strangers in the world, but in such a fashion that is living out the life of holiness.
我们在做生活上，对神给我们的挑战是，我们在我们的生活上要有圣洁的生活。
Let us all bow our heads and ask God and the Spirit to help us to understand what we try to accomplish today.
我们现在先来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this morning.
感谢主天父给我们这个美好的时光。
For each and every person in this room, I give you thanks.
每一个人在座的，我都为他们来感谢主。
Because I believe that by no coincidence that you bring each and every one of us here.
因为是你的缘故，我们才在这边聚集。
And in this particular time, I trust and believe that you have a message for us that's relevant to our lives.
我知道你的信息在这边对我们的生活有很重的关键。
Your word is living and powerful.
你的话语是很有力的。
And I pray and ask that Father, you use us as the one speaks and the one interprets to bring forth this message with clarity.
求你祝福我的话语，使我们的话语能够很清楚地讲解神的话。
So that each of us will leave this room a changed person.
所以我们在这边听到以后会有改变我们的生活。
Holding a different perspective about life.
看我们自己从你的角度来看。
And knowing about their lives and this world from your perspective.
还有我们了解我们这个世界的情况。
And I prayed and asked that Father, you help each of us to open our eyes and our hearts.
求你打开我们的心灵的眼睛。
So that we understand your words.
所以我们了解你的话语。
And can apply them in our lives.
使我们在生活上能够应用到。
May you lead us and bless us.
求你祝福我们。
In Jesus' wonderful name that we all pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Okay, now I want you to open your Bible to the book of Colossians chapter 3. And that's the passage that I'm going to focus on if you will keep your thumbs on that session of chapter 3, verse 1 through 17.
我们要读哥罗西书第三章第一节开始。 是1464页。
And I read a session at a time together with you.
我们要先读一段。
We'll do verse 1-7 for right now.
先读第一节到第七节。
And for this session, you can join us as we read together. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed,which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. Linda can...
我们来一起读中文，第一节到第七节。所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，因为这事神的愤怒必临在那悖逆之子。当你们在这些事活的时候，也曾这样行过。
Okay, I got three simple questions for you, which are the outlines of the scripture of the sermon today. Number one is, as Christians, where are we set our hearts and our minds?
第一个我要问你们是，我们是基督徒，我们要把我们的心放在哪里？
What is the answer?
我们要放在哪里？
On things above.
上面的事。
On things above. We ought to set our minds on things above. We ought to set our hearts on things above.
我们要思念上面的事。
Not on what? Not on the earthly things.
不要思念地上的事。
Why? We as Christians are just like everybody else, and including unbelievers. We live in this world.
就是基督徒和非基督徒都是住在这世界上。
But we are not of this world.
但是我们不属于这世界上。
What sets us apart from everybody else in the world is the fact that we have Christ in our lives.
基督徒因为我们有神住在我们的心中。
It's very important that we understand that big difference.
这是一个很大的区别。
Because we are citizens of heaven.
我们是天国的民。
And if we are citizens of heaven, we are not citizens of this earth. We are traveling through this earth.
我们在这边是寄居的民。
And so our behaviors, our attitudes, and the way that we look at this earth, these earthly things, are totally different.
我们所有的观点跟世界上的人是不一样的。
We are strangers in this world.
我们在这世界上是寄居的人。
Let me give you a few illustrations.
我来几个例子。
Well, The verse 5 says, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your nature.
在第五节说，要致死你们在地上的肢体。
It's in this world, we always wanted life.
在这个世界上有很多的生命。
Yeah, anything that will bring life, anything that will be more interesting, anything that's more exciting, we want life.
就是我们要很有刺激的生命。
Yeah, when we become Christians,We want to put to death our earthly desires.
但是我们变成基督徒以后，我们要把致死我们的肢体。
Before I became a Christian,
我信耶稣以前，
you know, I thought that life was going to last, you know, 70, 60 years, however long it is.
我以为我就可以在这世界上活了70年。
And then the end.
那就是我的结束。
There's no more once a person dies.
就是死亡以后就结束了。
And so in the Chinese history and in the culture, a lot of people all along wanted to find ways to extend their lives.
就在中国的历史，有很多人喜欢长生，长生不老。
And you heard about the stories of people always spending all their lifetime trying to come up with the panaceas that can miraculously cures all diseases.
就是他们要找一种特药，所以他们可以活得很久。
Some people want to try to go and live out in more distant mountains to set themselves aside so that they can live a life that is forever long.
所以他们跑到很远的高山上去，住在那边，说不定他们喜欢这样可以活很久。
But we knew that that never ever going to come true.
但是那是没有办法实现的。
To this day, I'm yet to find anyone that is age 200 or 150.
是不是很少有找到有活到150到200岁的？
Even the Chinese emperors wanted everybody to call them 万岁, 10,000 years old.
就是这个中国的那个古那个王帝，他们要人家说叫他万岁。
Because it's natural and human and earthly desire that we live our life forever.
因为我们自然而然喜欢不死去。
But that's not going to happen.
但是那没有办法实现的。
So as Christians, when we put our minds on the things above, what sets that apart from us from the earthly thinking?
但是基督徒的话，我们在思念上面的事，跟我们跟世人不一样。
Well, first of all, we do not have a fear of death.
第一个就是我们不对死亡不会恐惧。
Because when we put our hearts and our minds on the things above, we know that Christ is in control of our life and our destiny.
我们思念上面的事，因为我们知道基督耶稣是管制我们的生活。
And then when this life ends, our new life and our spiritual life, our soul continues.
我们这个在这个生命结束的时候，我们的属灵的生命继续不断成长。
We have a life that is truly eternal, a lot longer than 10,000 years.
我们的生命是不只是万岁，而是是永远的。
Christians have hope.
我们基督徒有希望。
The unbelievers in this world does not have a hope that is long-lasting.
不信的人，他们没有那个盼望，永生的盼望。
Let me give you another illustration as to how to set ourselves apart from this world.
还有我们跟世界分开来的什么情况呢？
Money is a very issue, a very easy issue. Most people wanted more money.
就是像金钱一样，每一个人都希望有很多钱。
And unfortunately, some people spend all their lifetime pursuing getting richer.
但是不幸的话，有些人终身在追求金钱。
I don't mind having some money.
但是我也是不介意，要是我有很多钱。
But trading my life for it is not worth it.
但是让我的生命来交换金钱的话是不值得的。
But somehow when we live in this world, we tend to come to understand and sometimes believe that the money can do all things.
但是我们住在这世界上，觉得那个金钱可以解决所有的事情。
You know, Chinese has a saying that says, 有钱能使鬼推磨,
Just Chinese people think even if you have money, even the ghost will obey you.
Is you know you just so powerful when you have money.
就是你有钱的话，就有很多的能力。
So unfortunately, the world sometimes defines a person's success by how much possessions or money that one makes.
这些世界上人觉得你有钱的话，你就很成功。
But when you set your heart and your minds on things above, your perspective changes.
但是你要思念上面的事，你的观念就会改变。
Your perspective changes in many different ways.
你会很多的改变。
Well, you know, as Christians, you know when it comes to money, the first thing you think we as a Christians do differently is that we truly tithe.
就是基督徒的话，他们第一个收入的话，就会把奉献给主。
Not only we give money towards the ministry or towards God in any courses, but we sometimes go beyond that to the special courses like missionaries,Like the building programs, everybody is talking about this.
基督徒把他们的钱捐献给教会，他捐献一些事工向外宣教。
So we have a different ways of looking at things.
我们的观念不一样。
Somehow we believe that 90% is greater than 100%.
我们觉得90%比100%更多。
Somehow Christians all mess up with math.
就是基督徒他们的算的方法不一样。
And so we live as strangers to this world because in concepts, they couldn't figure out how they do that.
就是世界上不能了解基督徒他们的观念。
But as Christians, we know that our lives has transformed and we have changed and our value system has changed completely.
但是因为基督徒的生活方式改变，所以我们的做法就跟世上人不一样。
So money becomes not something that we.
因为我们不是靠金钱而活。
It's an important one.
是很重要的一部分。
And money is not an evil.
但是金钱不是说邪恶的。
We know it's the love of the money that is the root of all evil.
我们知道是爱金钱才是邪恶的。
So we give our money like you wouldn't believe.
所以基督徒很慷慨地捐献他们的钱。
Well, there are several cases, and I've just mentioned one or two just for the sake that you know the interesting way of Christians giving away money.
我现在来解释一下基督徒怎么样把他们的钱捐献呢？
There have been so many people that come into our midst occasionally that needed various things.
就是有时候有些人会到教会来，他们需要一些生活费。
You know, some come into the church wanted to have some money to buy diapers because their family needed.
就是他们家里说不定需要那个尿布啊什么的，给他们小孩子的东西。
And some drive in the cars to the church and tell the people in the church that.They are running out of gas, and yet they need to go somewhere.
就是有时候他们没有那个汽油可以开车。
And others come in not having enough food to eat.
有时候他们来这边说他们没有饭吃。
In fact, there is a one time a reverend, a Jewish person that came to our midst, and he explained that he has all these things that he had, including a passport. He was traveling internationally.And yet his bag got grabbed away by someone.
有一个人说他是那个犹教徒，他说来这边他的那个袋子被人家偷走了。
And I can go down the list, you know, just a lot of different people come into the church for a lot of different needs.
所以很多人到教会来要钱。
And some folks in the church were so generous in helping these people bringing to the gas stations to fill up their gases.Bring out to the stores to buy them diapers and whatever they need, even to a point of sending them to the Greyhound station and buy the tickets to send off this person that needs to travel somewhere.
所以我们教会有很多好心的就帮助他们买汽油，或者是送他们到那个公共汽车地方，或者是给他们钱。
We don't mind doing this not because that we have a lot of extra money.
不是说我们有很多的钱。
But some of us were willing to do this because we see that there is a need in the lives of individuals God is bringing to our midst.
但是因为我们知道有些人他们有这种需要，所以我们就帮助他们。
Sometimes it's very difficult to distinguish between one that is truly in need versus one that is explained to be in need.
但是有时候我们看不出来有人是不是真正的有需要，还是他们觉得他们有需要。
But we do whatever the Lord leads us.
但是我们觉得主会带领我们。
Not out of our obligations, because nobody obligates us to give the money away to those strangers. They are really strangers. No one of us knows who they really are. I don't even recall any one of their names.
因为这些人是陌生人，不是说我们的义务要帮助他们。
But once you do that, it's a way.That shows yourself different from this world because the world will think you do things so differently or so strangely because of your perspective on money.
但是因为我们是基督徒，所以我们有那个责任来帮助这些人。
Christians don't look out for becoming famous either.
我们不是说看哪就是偏心。
Fame. 名誉。
不是说看他们的名誉。
Because so many people in this world, again, if you're talking about the different perspectives and value systems, it's good to become popular and become famous, and thus sometimes it links to the prosperity.
就是我们不是说照是不是有欢迎或者是有名义来做的。
So the people of this world wanted to become more famous. More famous.
今天的现在的世界上人喜欢变成有名。
And yet Peter is calling God's elect, the believers, to become the strangers in the world, which is not popular.
所以彼得说叫这些信徒是在世界上是寄居的人。
So unless we are willing to put our hearts and our minds on the things above, we couldn't be doing things differently from what this world is asking us to do.
除非我们是要思念上面的事，要不然我们的生活行为就跟世界上人差不多一样。
In particular, if you look at verse 5, it's very important that we as Christians put to death, meaning say no, meaning not forever go into that sinful nature.
在第五节说，要致使你们地上的肢体如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。
Because of all those sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry, because of all of these, God's wrath is coming.
因为这是神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
This world has a time when God is going to come and judge.
因为这个世界上有一个期限，神会来审判。
And you and I have to live differently as strangers in this world so that we can bring light unto this world.
因为我们的生活行为不一样，所以可以把这个神的光显示在世界上。
God's desire is for all to become believers.
因为神要大家所有的人都来接受他。
But if you are just living no different than the other person in the world, people are not going to see light.
要是我们的生活跟世界上一样的话，别人不会吸引到。
Let's move on, verse 8, and I have another questions for you.
我们来读第八节。
And this I'll read out to you. But now, you can follow along as you open your Bibles, but now you must rid yourselves all things of these, anger, rage, malice, slander, language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have been taken of your old self with its and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here, there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, now holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other, and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
我们来读第八节到第十五节。当现在你们弃绝这一切的事，以及恼怒、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人。这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象，在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，在又住在个人之内。所以你们既是神的选民、圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，并要存感谢的心。
I know that's a long paragraph, but in summary, number one, you will find that God's people are, as verse 11 says, compassionate, kind, humble, gentle, and patient.
Okay, 就是在信主的人，他有怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
We're talking living as strangers in this world. And if you look at the Christians, no matter they are from China, Malaysia, Indonesia, whatever countries we have mentioned, all of these Christians just seems to be always so passionate, patient.
看到很多的基督徒, 他们是有耐心, 有怜悯的心,
they always wear smiles on their faces.
他们脸上都带着笑容,
I can see many of you beginning to be smiling. No matter what,
不管你们情况是在很困难的情况, 你们还是有微笑的,
in the first paragraph, we learned about what we ought to be doing on ourselves.
就是在那边读, 我们所要达到的是什么?
This second session that we just read has to do with how we deal with one another.
就是我们要彼此怎么样互相接待,
in situations where we would behave almost like strangers in this world.
我们在这世界上就像寄居的人,
because this world says, if you are bad to me, I'm going to get even with you.
这些世界上人就说, 以牙还牙,
if you hate me, I'm going to hate you.
你要恨我的话, 我就恨你,
you don't get along well with me, I'm not going to pay attention to you.
我的态度跟你的态度是一样的,
this world says everything that is contrary to what we just mentioned a moment ago.
世界上的人, 他们的行为是跟上经所说的相反,
and yet we as Christians, we have to rid ourselves of all what things: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language.
在基督徒的话, 我们的生活, 我们要除去我们的恼恨, 愤怒, 恶毒, 诽谤,
it's only too easy for us to get angry with each other.
很容易我们会, 生气,
because those are our human nature.
这是人的本性,
but how we deal with the anger is what sets you apart from the people in the world.
你要是怎么样来解决你的, 愤怒的话, 跟世界上不一样,
it's only easy for us to follow along with someone else, carry on a conversation that is really not fitting and certainly not honoring God at times.
有时候我们在言语上, 怎么样跟人交谈的行为跟世界上人,
and it is laughing, the most easier thing is to talk about something that is either untrue or behind someone's back. And again, all of these human natures that we still have because we live in this world, remember?
因为我们是在这世界上, 我们的还有, 罪的本性,
are the things we need to get rid of.
这些, 本性, 我们要把它除去,
so that we are not angry, we are not slandering, we are not speaking of filthy languages, and that we are not malicious towards one another.
所以我们不要有恼怒, 愤怒, 恶毒, 诽谤, 空, 口中污秽的言语, 不要, 彼此说谎,
but sometimes as human natures we tend to do the things that we really don't want to do, and the things that we shouldn't be doing we just keep on doing, huh? As Romans 17:19 says,
就好像我们知道这些事, 对我们不好, 但是因为我们的本性, 我们没有, 就是还是继续做,
because the apostle Paul recognized his own inability to always do good or to always be able to avoid doing bad.
就是像保罗他自己在说, 他所愿意做的, 他不做, 他所不愿意做的, 他还继续做,
and yet you and I are no different from him.
就是我和保罗也是一样的,
so we have to learn, as this scripture is calling us, to learn to bear with one another.
我们要彼此包容,
to care for one another,
要彼此关照,
in other words, so that we can be more tender towards one another.
有温柔的心.
And in the case of languages, Ephesians 4:29 says very clearly, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building up others according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
以弗所书第四章第29节说, 污秽的话一句不可出口, 只要随时, 说话造就人, 好, 叫听见的人得益处.
We live in this world very differently as Christians.
我们住在这世界上跟别人不一样.
Because when situations come and our human nature wants it to cause us to do certain things,
因为我们的本性要我们做一种事情。
Our Lord and our Savior Christ, who lives in our hearts and dwells in our hearts, tell us to do it differently.
但是因为耶稣基督住在我们的心中，他要叫我们做不同的事情。
In fact, Jesus called us to love our enemy.
因为耶稣说爱你的敌人。
And that is the hardest thing to do.
这是最难做的。
Yet if it is His command, we ought to do it.
但是因为他所说的诫命，说我们要遵守他的话。
And when we do, people look at us and we look like the strangers in this world. Why would he or she do that?
但是因为我们要是照耶稣的话做，别人就会看我们是像寄居的人。
Yet, you know, we as Christians, we don't judge one another by what they do.
我们不要彼此评判。
But by what they are.
因为我们不要看他们所做的，而是看他们所为。
Because when we deal with one another, we know that we are brothers and sisters unto each other. That's who we are.
因为我们是兄弟姐妹。
Even our brothers and sisters sometimes do things that cause us to become angry and, you know, upset.
就是虽然我们弟兄姐妹有时候会使我们生气。
It would never happen between John, Isaac, Michael, Stephen, and go down the list, 9 brothers and sisters. I,
就好像他们这个一大家庭，他们有时候也会做一些事情。
Oh, you even just two is enough for you to become a problem. Just two brothers, two siblings is enough to.
两个弟兄的话也会有那个吵架的关系。
So our tendency is to, you know, to deal with one another with our human nature, and yet in spirit we ought to deal with one another in the way that the scripture is calling us to do.
所以我们不要照我们自己的罪性来彼此相待，而是照神所说的话语。
When you love one another, as the Bible commands us to do, you do all kind of things for your brothers and sisters.
你要是说照圣经的话来遵行的话，你会用爱心做很多的事情。
I can tell you the times when I go out and visit the people in the hospital at 1 o'clock in the morning.
你说不定还会去看病人在一点的半夜的时候去看他们。
You will visit the people when it is your own birthday.
说不定你自己有生日，可是你还是到外面去看人。
You will go out for them because you truly love one another and care for them.
因为你有那个爱心，所以你会有照顾你的弟兄姐妹。
No matter what they do, sometimes even, you know, when you have a situation with certain individuals and you feel like that's not really something that you want to do, yet the Spirit will prompt you to do what is good and right.
虽然你说彼此在跟那个弟兄姐妹有不同意的地方，但是你还是会继续的爱他们。
Why can Christians do that?
为什么基督徒会有这种能力呢？
I want to bring your attention to verse 12.
我们来读12节。
It reads in particular as, Therefore as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
十二节说，你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
I don't know if you pay attention or not, but as parents, you would very easily notice when you as parents love your children, the relationship between your children are sort of a lot easier to get along. When parents love childrenReally love the children get along well.
Okay, 就是当这个父母的那个关系跟儿女关系好的话，他们就比较容易相合处。
Sometimes we as parents did not carry our responsibilities that well because we got busy with the other things and we have our own things to do, and we tend to not love our children as much as we ought to or used to.
有时候我们父母因为太忙的关系，没有花时间跟孩子在一起。
And I tell you, the children add up. Sometimes they get cranky.
所以他们就不太听父母的话。
That's what I notice.
我有注意到他们这些事情。
Even with our own children.
就是我自己的儿女。
So the point is very important that our children feel loved.
就是我们的儿女要知道我们爱他们。
When I was reading this verse, in particular when I came across the words that says, therefore God's chosen people, holy and dear loved,
十二节说, 是你们既是神的选民, 圣洁蒙爱的人,
you know what came to my mind was like a picture of Jesus standing with his arms wide open.
就像我看到耶稣, 他把那个手, 张开, 然后他就是欢迎他的儿女。
And it was as if he was telling us, as God's children, that you are to be holy and you are dearly loved.
耶稣跟我们说, 我们是神的选民, 圣洁蒙爱的人。
Because Jesus indeed loved you.
因为耶稣真的爱我们。
Not just when you turn your lives to Him, when you became a believer.
不是说你只是信耶稣以后。
Not just when the life was sailing along.
不是说你生活很顺利的时候。
And it was most difficult in your life.
说不定你生活上有很困难的时候。
When you are experiencing frustrations and challenges and difficulties in the lives of all kinds of circumstances.
说不定你生活有很多的挣扎, 有很多的苦处。
Let it be in life, in career, at work, in relationships.
不管你在生活上哪里, 或者工作上, 在家庭里,
anytime he is extending his arms wide open and saying, you are to be holy because you are dearly loved.
因为耶稣在提醒我们, 我们是神所蒙爱的人。
And yet sometimes we as Christians forget about the fact that we ought to throw ourselves unto Him and let Him show our love, show His love.
所以基督徒你们要记得要把你来投在神的怀抱里，他爱你。
We tend to just carry that burden all on ourselves.
有时候我们忘记了我们自己背自己的重担。
Then we forget about the love of God.
我忘记神爱我们。
Then we became weary.
我们又变成很累。
Then we became disappointed.
我们又失望了。
Then it became difficult to get along.
后来我们又不能跟别人相处。
But if we were going to live a life as strangers in this world,
但是我们要在世界上做成寄居的旅人。
We will throw ourselves onto their wide open arms and say, Jesus, thank you for loving me all the moment.
但是我们要到神的面前来说, 感谢主, 因为你爱我。
I want to come before you in prayers.
我们来到他的面前祷告。
I want to come before you by reading the Bibles.
到他的面前读圣经。
I want to come before you by fellowshipping with all people, brothers and sisters.
跟, 别的基督徒, 有团契。
I want to come before you in worship.
我们来, 殿里来敬拜神。
I want to come before you in the full understanding of the blessings you have for me.
我们到神的面前享受他的福。
Because God's arms are wide open at any time, in any moment.
因为神的手膀臂是, 敞开的。
But it does take you, your efforts to come before Him and receive His love.
你也要到神的面前来接受他的爱。
You are dearly loved.
我们是被神蒙爱的人。
As Christians, we are dearly loved by our own Creator.
因为我们被这个创造者来蒙爱。
And His love for us is always ready.
他的爱是永远存在的。
So remind ourselves of that picture and throw ourselves onto Him any time when you run into the difficulty.
所以在提醒你自己，要是有你有困难的时候，想想神的手是敞开的，他的爱是向你呼叫。
When you feel loved, it's a lot easier for you to bear with each other.
你要是有被神蒙爱的话，你就可以跟别人相处。
When you feel loved, it's a lot easier to go through any kind of difficulties in love.
你要知道神爱你的话，你就可以经过很多的难关。
Let's look at the next paragraph, beginning with verse 15.
15节,
and it reads that the peace of Christ ruled in your heart, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
又要叫基督的平安在你们的心里作主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章颂词灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神，无论做什么说或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
There are three things that we are to do.
我们要做三件事情。
We have learned a lot about what we are not to do.
我们知道我们哪些事情我们不应该做。
In the previous passages that we read.
我们刚刚有读到这些。
But in summary, we are not to be like the world.
我们不要向世界效法。
In summary, we ought to be like Christ.
我们要向耶稣效法。
So what we ought to do is to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
我们要基督的平安住在我们的心里。
Again, the human nature and the weight of this world is that we take control ourselves.
因为这世界上我们要什么，就是说靠着自己。
But in the way of God is letting go that control to God.
但是在圣经上教导我们要让神来管制我们。
And second thing is we ought to let the word of God dwells in us.
我们让神的话语住在我们心中。
Without the word of God, our lives won't be living and full of power.
我们要没有神的话语，我们就没有神的能力。
Because we live our lives in spirit by believing and by following His word.
我们要相信神，还要相信神的话语。
We're going to learn more about His word unless we come and through the teaching and the preaching of His words and through sharing with one another our understanding on the word of God.
我们要得到神的话语，借着神的仆人讲道，或者是读经祷告。
So as you allow the word of God dwell in you richly, very important, the second element to grow in Him by learning.
我们在基督的话语里面成长。
And then the third element is to sing songs and hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in our hearts to God.
还有我们用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫。
If you relate it to a church activity, it would be called worship.
因为我们在做敬拜的时候。
Isn't that what we did a moment ago when we sing songs? And
我们刚刚就是在唱歌，诗歌。
But whatever you do, in learning, in growing, through the teaching, in fellowshipping, in worshiping, the Word of God says, in whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
不管我们是唱诗歌或是做祷告，无论做什么或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣基督的名。借着他感谢父神。
The reason that we are here today worshiping together as a body of believers is because of our love for Christ.
我们在这边敬拜就是因为我们爱神。
And He deserves all our praise and all our honor and all our praise.
因为他值得我们的敬拜，我们的赞美感祷告。
If you would turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, we will read a few more verses to summarize.
我们在读彼得前书第一章。
And I read just 13 through 17.
第十三节到十七节。
In particular, I would just read the verse 16, but those passages tell us the rules about how to live a holy life.
因为在十六节说要如何作为圣洁的生活。
16 and 17 says, For it is written, Be holy because I am holy.
圣经在16节说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
And 17 continues to say, Since you call on the Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear.
17节说，你们既称那不偏待人，按个人行为审判人的为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世 聚居的日子。
Live your life of holiness.
我们要做过圣洁的生活。
And that daily we live in the reverent fear, we want to live our life that is holy because the God that we believe in is holy.
因为我们所信的神是圣洁的，我们要有敬畏的心。
And when we are called and we do the things which is holy, we are like a stranger unto this world.
我们要是过圣洁的生活，就像一个寄居的人。
We no longer become like the world.
我们不像世界上一样。
Because we set ourselves apart from this world.
我们跟世界上人有分别。
And so as Peter was addressing to the believers, he said, God's elect, God's chosen people.Be holy. Live your lives as strangers.
彼得就是对这些信徒说，是神所拣选的，是跟世界上的人不一样，有圣洁。
But you cannot live this life all by your own strength.
但是你不能就靠你自己的力量过圣洁的生活。
You have to live in Christ.
你要在基督耶稣里面才能够成为圣洁的人。
As Christ also lives in you.Christ also lives in you.
让耶稣基督住在我们的心中。
You dearly love, when you are dearly loved by our Lord,
你要是被神蒙爱的，
you will be able to live your life that is holy.
你的生活会有变成圣洁的生活。
You will have this desire to want to live a life that is holy.
还有你有那个愿望要过圣洁的生活。
Because you commune with him.
因为你跟神的关系是很靠近。
He is holy.
他是圣洁的神。
And you and I ought to be holy.
那我们也可以成为圣洁的子民。
When Brother Ni Chen lead us in this themes of invitation.
所以陈弟兄要来这边带领诗歌。
I would ask that you let the word of God speak to your hearts.
你让神的话语来跟你说话。
And that you will make a decision today.
你今天会做一个决志。
That if you do not know who Jesus is,
你要是还不认识耶稣基督，
and his love for you,
他的爱，
that he is one that is the Son of God,
他是神的儿子，
that he died for you on that cross,
他为你在十字架上而死，
and that he resurrected,
他复活了三天以后。
He is the one that is holy.
他是只有唯一的圣人。
He is the one that is going to change your lives if you let him.
他可以改变你的生命。
And that you can make a decision to receive him.
你可以决志接受神的儿子。
But if you already made that decision,
你已经接受主的话。
But you have not come to a full obedience to his words.
但是你还没有完全照神的话语来行。
In any areas that God is leading you to do, you know between you and Him that there are certain things you haven't done according to what He is asking you to.
你知道在圣经上所说，他就是他要你所做的，你还没有遵守的话。
That today be the time that you made a commitment.
今天呢，你可以做一个委身。
To follow Him.
来遵从他。
But for those believers that I challenge you,
要是你已经信主的话，我可以做一个挑战。
Following him is not easy.
遵从他不是说很简单。
It means carrying his cross daily.
就是你要背你的十字架。
That you live your life that is holy.
你要做过圣洁的生活。
And when you do, sometimes the world look at you as if you are strangers in this world.
你要是过圣洁的生活，你就是寄居的人。
So be encouraged today.
今天你要受到鼓励。
And that if you need prayers, I'll be glad to pray for you.
你要需要祷告的话，请到前面来。
Let us sing the song.
我们来唱诗歌。